For decades, Harry Houdini's tricks have inspired the imagination. He died almost 80 years ago, but remains one of the world's best-known escape artists. He could work his way out of everything from jail cells and water-filled tanks to burglar-proof safes and straitjackets. A new exhibition about Houdini opens today in Wisconsin, and as Harriet Baskus reports, some modern-day conjurers would like at least one part of the show to disappear.
Appleton has been a destination for magicians for years. Harry Houdini's family settled in this northeast Wisconsin town after moving to the United States from Hungary in 1878. Until last fall, more than 200 pieces of Houdini memorabilia were displayed at the local Outagamie Museum. But curator Kimberly Luage says that while magicians love seeing all that Houdini stuff, many other visitors got bored.
Once you've seen 7, 8, 9, 10 handcuffs, the general visitor gets it.
The museum's new exhibition has just 34 Houdini artifacts. Curator Matthew Carpenter shows off a straitjacket the illusionist used in his act.
It looks like it's seen a lot of wear, and it smells as though it's seen a lot of wear.
There's also a bust of Houdini that's said to be haunted, and 20 interactive exhibits. Visitors can try to escape from a jail cell or learn how to perform one of Houdini's signature illusions called the Metamorphosis. Kimberly Luage and designer Eric Zern demonstrate how a handcuffed magician chained inside a trunk magically exchanges places with someone on the outside.
Well, you'd open the crate. Magician would go inside. You lock it up. And then behind stage, you would effect the trick, which we're doing right now in secret.
All right, now I'm out of the box, and I open the curtain, take off the chains, unlock the box, and what a surprise!
The assistant steps out.
While they don't really reveal the secret of the trick here, the exhibition does. And that's why a good number of contemporary magicians are upset. David Copperfield thinks exposing the secret of the Metamorphosis is wrong.
When it's revealed, it seems too simplistic. The mystery is kind of spoiled. You know, it's important to try to protect those secrets.
Not to mention the fact that many magicians still include a version of the illusion in their acts. So for the past year, Copperfield and others have mounted a vigorous campaign to convince museum director Terry Bergen to keep the secret of the Metamorphosis under wraps.
They believe that exposure in this exhibit, in this museum, in this town is wrong.
It is, after all, Houdini's adopted hometown, and this museum has become something of a shrine. But there's another reason. Gino Minari says revealing the secret of an illusion breaks the magician's code.
It's something that you learn when you learn magic. When you do a trick, and you fool somebody with a trick, or entertain them with a trick, amaze them with a trick, don't turn around and say, let me show you how to do it.
Minari owns the nationwide chain of Houdini's magic shops and a factory in Las Vegas that makes magic tricks and magic kits.
Why take the fun out of it? Why don't we then tell every child that there's no Santa Claus, or there's no Easter Bunny, or there's no Tooth Fairy?
While outing Houdini may not quite compare to ruining Christmas, many magicians are very serious about what they see as the moral issues raised by revealing these secrets. Cyprian Murray is a magician, a priest, and a past president of the Society of American Magicians, a position once held by Houdini.
Magic, of its very nature, includes secrets. When the secret is gratuitously given away, you destroy the illusion. When you violate that, you're violating public trust.
Not all magicians are up in arms over the Appleton exhibition, especially not Teller, the shorter, usually non-speaking member of the Penn and Teller magic team.
I believe that there is a tempest in a top hat in Appleton, Wisconsin. Anyone who sees this exhibition can go the next night to a nightclub in which someone is going to perform a similar trick, and they'll be probably twice as baffled.
What's really at issue here, says Teller, is who gets to tell the story and how.
As far as the museum is concerned, this is a freedom of speech issue. As far as the magicians are concerned, there's an emotional attachment to secrets in magic, this sort of brotherhood thing that they feel is being violated by this museum that wants to give something away.
The museum really isn't giving anything away. The secret to the Metamorphosis is available on the internet and in books. But curator Kimberly Luage says signs have been posted in the museum to help allay the magician's fears.
There's a warning label that says the secret to the Metamorphosis is revealed back here If you're uncomfortable with that, don't go back here.
Now, officials at the Outta Gaming Museum just hope people can find Appleton, Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Vasquez.
And you can see more about the metamorphosis trick and pictures of the new exhibit at our website, npr.org.